It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's the moment you've been waiting for. It's Swamp Swami's 2024 NFL predictions. Coming up on Thursday night, the Kansas City Chiefs will be hosting the opening game of the 2024 NFL season against another top AFC foe, the Baltimore Ravens. Now, this game will air nationally on NBC at 7:20 p.m. Central Time. It might just be a preview of the AFC Championship coming up in January. Sure, the Kansas City Chiefs have the best quarterback in the league in Patrick Mahomes. They also have the best head coach in the league, too. Andy Reid is back for another year in Kansas City. And at least for now, the Chiefs also bring millions of those Taylor Swift fans along as her boyfriend Travis Kelce returns at tight end for KC. Yeah. But sorry, Kansas City, no repeat championship for you this season. The Las Vegas oddsmakers simply love the Chiefs to repeat as champions for this year, too. Kansas City is going to have to win 12 of its 17 regular season games, though, to beat the odds. That's a tall order. I just don't believe that Kansas City is going to repeat as the NFL champions in 2024. Admittedly, I do not follow the Chiefs very closely down here in the swamp. Call it my gut feeling, and there's a lot of that, but I do expect Kansas City's mojo may be starting to wane just a little bit this season. After all, the Chiefs have won 3 of the last 5 NFL titles back in February 2020, 23, and 24. They've also been fortunate by avoiding major injuries to most of their key players during their playoff runs. So all things considered, I predict that the Super Chiefs train will not be arriving back in Kansas City with an NFL title aboard this season. So if not Kansas City, who will capture the NFL title this year? If Kansas City fails to advance to the Super Bowl this season, the door is wide open for any number of hungry teams. Let's cover a few of the other favorites for this year. First, the NFC preview. The San Francisco 49ers, a heavy favorite from the NFC once again this season. San Francisco must win 12 or more games this year for the wagering folks to pocket a victory. The 49ers have re-signed two of their key players in the last week, though, which should help them stay atop the NFC again this year. Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk recently agreed to a 4-year, $120 million contract extension to stay with the Niners. And yesterday, the 36-year-old offensive tackle Trent Williams snagged a new 3-year, $82.6 million deal to stay with the team. The 11-time All-Pro left tackle from Longview, Texas High School and the University of Oklahoma serves as a proverbial brick wall to protect his quarterback, Brock Purdy. The 49ers should have another excellent year in the NFC. Now let's talk about the NFC East winner, be it Philadelphia or Dallas. The NFC East, as usual, features two teams in the New York Giants and the Washington Commanders, which will likely struggle to win 6 games or more this year again. So let's go ahead and write them off. I would probably consider Philadelphia to be the favorite over Dallas if the Eagles had not, pardon my pun, laid such a big egg to end last season. The Eagles lost 5 of their final 6 regular season games and then were absolutely pummeled by an okay Tampa Bay team 32-9 in the opening round of last year's playoffs. In the offseason, though, the Eagles added bruising running back Saquon Barkley from the New York Giants. Now, the 27-year-old Barkley still wants a chance to win a championship ring, and he believes he can do that in Philadelphia. And if he's able to run the ball productively for 15 to 20 times per game, Philadelphia will be a very tough out this season. But meanwhile, over in Big D,
how about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Having a 28-year Super Bowl appearance drought is very hard to believe, but it was 1996 when the Dallas Cowboys last played in the NFL's title game. After a 12-5 regular season last year, the number 2 NFC seed Dallas was absolutely throttled at home by the number 7 seeded Green Bay Packers 48-22 in a game that wasn't nearly that close. Most of the Cowboy fans are still in shock after watching that season-ending playoff debacle. Now, if you look at this year's football schedule for the Dallas Cowboys, the team plays many of its toughest games at home. Baltimore, Detroit, Houston, and Cincinnati will all pay a visit to the stadium known as Jerry World this fall. But unlike San Francisco, Dallas still has two of its star players begging for new contracts. As of this time, team owner Jerry Jones has balked at providing a new deal for his quarterback Dak Prescott and defensive end Micah Parsons. Wide receiver C.D. Lamb, though, did receive a new deal in the last week, valued at $136 million over the next 4 years. And then we have the head coach in Dallas. Mike McCarthy has proven to be an excellent coach during the regular season, but he's been, for the most part, a big dud in the postseason games. He now enters his final year of employment in Dallas. How motivated will coach Mike McCarthy be to help owner Jerry Jones reach that Super Bowl once again if the team's owner has no faith in the head coach beyond this season? That's a great question, and Dallas must answer them this year. Next, the Detroit Lions. The Lions continue to edge even closer to the team's first ever Super Bowl appearance. After a 12-5 regular season last year, Detroit then beat the Los Angeles Rams 24-23 and Tampa Bay 31-23 to advance to the NFC's championship game at San Francisco. Unfortunately for the Lions, they took an early 14-0 lead but faltered late to lose the game to the Niners 34-31. Those brainiacs in Las Vegas think that Detroit is going to win 11 games this fall. The schedule features tough road games at San Francisco, Dallas, and Houston. The NFC Central also looks to be tougher this year, as division foes Green Bay, Minnesota, and Chicago may push the Lions a little bit harder this year. Now let's have a couple of NFC sleeper teams, Green Bay and the Los Angeles Rams. The Packers finished last year on a roll after defeating Dallas in the first round of the NFL playoffs and then pushed San Francisco very hard prior to falling in round two. However, everyone will be ready for quarterback Jordan Love of the Packers this season. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Rams have a very balanced offense with some stellar wide receivers. The schedule also appears favorable for the Rams to win, let's say, at least 10 games this year, too. Can 36-year-old quarterback Matthew Stafford remain healthy all this fall? And if the Rams' defense can improve at least to the middle of the pack, this team's potent offense could carry the Los Angeles Rams deep into the playoffs. Let's have a drum roll, please. The NFC champion this season, the Detroit Lions, will beat the San Francisco 49ers. Now on to the AFC. For the Kansas City Chiefs, despite my prediction that KC will not win the Super Bowl, that does not mean that they are going to have a lousy year either. The AFC West is still Kansas City and those three other teams, the Broncos, Raiders, and Chargers. Though Denver and the LA Chargers should both improve, those teams will be fortunate to reach 9 wins. The oddsmakers say that Kansas City should win at least 11 games this year and may have home field advantage for at least the first game in this season's playoffs. Now let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. Adding All-Pro running back Derrick Henry, formerly of the Tennessee Titans, into the Ravens' backfield should take some pressure off of quarterback Lamar Jackson this year. With a tough schedule including road games at Kansas City, Dallas, and Houston, the Ravens are still pegged to win 11 games by those Vegas odds makers. Now this is a team with solid coaching, John Harbaugh, a tough defense, a great home crowd, but they depend very heavily on the performance of their quarterback to carry the team. If a more balanced offense unfolds in 2024, the Ravens are going to become the team to beat in the AFC. Next, the Cincinnati Bengals. As quarterback Joe Burrow goes, so go the Bengals. Cincinnati must play Baltimore twice in the always tough AFC Central Division. The Bengals' road schedule, though, is favorable for them to have a good season. The toughest road games are at Kansas City in week number 2, and then at Dallas on Monday, December 9th. The Bengals must become more consistent on both offense and defense if they will win the 11 games which Vegas is predicting for them this season. My two sleeper teams in the AFC, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Buffalo Bills. Now don't forget about Jacksonville this year. The Jaguars' schedule is not really that difficult, and after they bolted out to an 8-3 start in 2023, an injury to quarterback Trevor Lawrence caused the team to have a late collapse. I think the Jags could become an improved team in 2024. Likewise, the Buffalo Bills' schedule this year isn't overly difficult, but recent years have seen the Bills let everyone down come playoff time. The AFC East features three tough teams. It's a coin flip between Miami, the Jets, and Buffalo. Will the Buffalo Bills play with urgency this fall and emerge as a surprise playoff team? We'll find out. Prediction and drum roll, please, for the AFC champion, Baltimore Ravens over the Kansas City Chiefs. And one final drum roll for the Super Bowl prediction, the Detroit Lions 35, the Baltimore Ravens 27. Woo! Yeah, it's party time, Detroit. I'm Swamp Swami.